Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Cowboy Wisdom on the Be Wisdom Radio Network. Tonight, my guest is Cynthia Siegel. Cynthia is an amazing, accurate, and truly gifted intuitive counselor.
I am going to make you start all over from the top.
Okay.
Cynthia is an amazing intuitive.
Anyway, it's a consultant. I couldn't get that word out tonight. She's an amazing intuitive consultant advising families in their businesses, families, and pets around the world. But she also, tonight, we're going to only take calls on business because Cynthia and I had a discussion, and it's about the innovation of the world. And with Cynthia is truly gifted in that area. And welcome to the show, Cynthia.
Thank you. And thank you for the music. I've been dancing around here having a great time.
That's Marla Mace, and she's been on my radio show, actually. She's got a new CD out. She's from New York City. She's a
it's
character.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. I loved it. It was great. It really, and the words were so true to what's going on in the world today. The gaping hole in our heart that, man, we are doing everything to try and fill that. Some of us are brave enough to go inside and fill it ourselves.
And you know, we got a caller at on from the 586 area code 263. We'll be with you in just a moment. And that's true. You know, we've lived in such a, I call it a carbon world. Now, I've learned a lot about, because we're just carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen make up pretty much all of the earth. Everything else stems from that. And Cynthia, we live in such a carbon world, we forgot about the real thing that keeps us alive, and that's oxygen and hydrogen, and they're both unknown. And we pollute the unknown with the known. How do you, with the physical, how do you see that?
Well, I'm going to have to side for the good guys, because I actually believe everything is unfolding in its perfect pattern. And the best we can do is fasten our seatbelts and learn how to take a nice deep breath every once in a while and reach deep inside, and let's pull out some amazing, new, refreshing ideas. This is America. We are full of entrepreneurs that have great ideas. The world is full of entrepreneurs with fabulous ideas of how to fix all these little problems. And I think it's time to turn to those people.
I agree with you 100%. It's there to be wealthy. And wealth is wisdom, expanding, affluence, living today harmoniously in your desired life.
And say that again slowly.
Wealth is wisdom, expanding, affluence, living today harmoniously in your desired life.
Beautiful.
And you know, that is absolutely true what you said there. All the pessimism in the world is waiting for innovation to overcome it. Because innovation is light, and the pessimism is waiting for us to expand out of it.
I believe that's true.
And as you said something in there, everything being in perfect order. Everything is in divine order. But how are we, you know, Cynthia, how do we encompass a fear of being different, daring to ourselves to be successful?
Ah, there's an expression that someone gifted me with a few years ago. It says, your good opinion of me is none of my business. If I want to be exactly like you, then I need to hear what you think about me. But if I want to look inside me and find out what makes me different? Why am I here? I'm sure I'm not here just to work 9 to 5 and be like everyone else, ride the subways, collect my check, and have 2 days off, maybe. What else have I got to contribute? And then you have these fabulous entrepreneurs who are working 80-hour work weeks. They can't get enough and benefit as many people as they can. There's so many different ways to express on this little planet, third from the sun, in the outback called the Milky Way, something we call the galaxy. Find what makes your heart happy. We are just a little speck of sand in the whole of creation. And I think that if we could all be happy little sands, everything would just flow more gently. We're in the physical body to experience the physical. And everything that you are feeling now in your body has been created by your thoughts. And if you love what you see, then continue doing what you're doing. And if you think anything needs to be changed, change your thoughts. Love yourself and change your thoughts. Which, here comes a little bragging on my part. If I may,
yeah.
I've been invited to contribute to a book called Angel Whispers.
Still there? Oh, Cynthia? I think Cynthia just went away. Anyway, she'll be right back as soon as she finds this out. This is technology at its finest, and this is the way the whole month has went. Cynthia was talking about change your thoughts. And really, for me, it's something I've learned until Cynthia calls back in, and what she will here in a few minutes. You got to feed your the patterns in which you live by, because it's an ingrained pattern is what happened. And that's where it's at. And that's what's going on there. And in the chat room, can you still hear me? Because in case it's me that dropped out, my cell phone dropped out. But anyway, it's about engaging in who we are. And it is at the thoughts. It's how you energize the emotional feelings. And when somebody says alignment, they're really talking about aligning your feelings, thoughts, and emotions and your visions all together. And that's where it all has to be aligned, is they all have to be aligned and focused on where you're going. And that's where life is lived. It's about being going forward, but it's the patterns in which we live. The thoughts are not the patterns. The patterns are ingrained in the subliminal. And Cynthia's back. Let me see. Okay, Cynthia, are there?
I am. I just took a short commercial break. Did you do well while I was gone?
Oh, yeah. I'm so used to technology having malfunctions the last month. I'll tell you about Mercury retrograde real quick. Started on the 2nd. My computer crashed on the 3rd. I had a little Kodak camcorder I just took out of the box. It used it once. It went down. And everything I've had electronic is brand new since the 1st of April.
Wow. Well, let's change that affirmation.
Well, I mean, it's just Mercury retrograde at its finest. But here's the real thing. It upgraded me so I can do live stream, Ustream, and I got a better camera. So everything was an upgrade.
So would we say it unfolded perfectly?
it was in divine order. I mean, here's the thing. And when the computer crashed, my instant thought was, okay, there's something bigger and better coming. Let's go. So I went and bought a computer that day because I had to have it for radio shows. And I didn't have time to do it on Monday, so I had to take care of it Sunday. It was just, but everything happens in divine order. You ready for a phone call? This person's been waiting very patiently.
Yes,
are you ready
let's do it. I am.
And we're going to keep it pertaining to business and your innovation. And just, if everything works right. 586-263, you're on the air. Who's calling and where you're calling from?
Please, Cynthia and I just touched base on Facebook. I'm the one who makes the shoes. So.
Oh, you make those shoes.
Yeah, I make those shoes all handmade.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. And we were talking earlier when you went off air about your thoughts being so important to how you live your life and becoming who you truly should be. And I'm just having a difficult time. Getting my business off the ground because I live
honey,
in an entire...
Honey,
yes.
Laura,
write
these two words down.
Okay.
Until now.
Until now?
Uh-huh. And so when you say what is true for you, that mm-hmm. you would like to be different, end it with until now.
Okay.
And that creates the possibility that something new could unfold for you.
Okay. That would be great.
Perfect.
I'm just having a difficult time getting my business to where I want it to be.
Okay, so
until now,
because
of the environment.
That's perfect. It is not the environment. there are billions and billions of dollars changing hands on this planet every day. I promise you. There are private planes and diamonds worth millions swapping all day long. The only thing that we need to do is get ourselves into that flow.
Okay.
So there is no economy suffering. It's the story that we're creating and the story we want to support. And what story do you want to support? Because there's so much money changing hands every minute on this planet.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
your question.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What is your question? Yeah.
Well, my question is, how is my business going to go? And I am having a hard time.
Okay, stop, stop. Okay.
Okay.
Take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
And focus on what you want. What is it that you really want?
I want to make people happy.
Yahoo!
I do.
And you want to do it through shoes? Or not?
Why not?
Yeah. No, it's great. I love your shoes.
Thank you.
So your question is, how do you get into alignment with fulfilling that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the way that you do it is you write down my mission or my purpose or my passion right now is to make people happy, and I am open to any suggestions you have.
Mm-hmm.
So the field of information that I get my answers from when I do a session with a client is the same place. Oh, here, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. How many snowflake patterns are there?
Trillions?
Good guess.
Right.
So where my information comes from is the same place where all the snowflake patterns are.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we sit down and try to figure out our life and we get together maybe with a couple of friends for their ideas, maybe we could come up with 12 or 15 great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But when we just open ourselves to receive the possibilities that we don't even know about, because how many snowflake patterns can I, maybe I could do 25, maybe, that are totally, totally different. So you want to tap into that field, and we all have that ability. It's called your intuition. But you want to, in your conversation with yourself, keep creating, I'm open to receiving these ideas. Show me what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you do is you open the door for the ideas, the people, the action to come to you, and it's always most miraculous. It's the way you know that it's not your idea is that there's no way you would have thought of that, but wow, is that great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of keeping focused on what it is you do want. Forget all the other stories. And when you want to tell them, end with the words until now and get focused back on what you do want.
Okay. Even if I'm living in a really negative environment. Because I am. And it's really
Until now?
Until now.
Thank you. So we have a choice in every moment who to be. We can be a reflection of you, or we could be a reflection of my soul and my connection and my love. And sometimes it's a little more challenging to stay in that place.
Right.
And other times it just seems like you're rewarded way past what you deserve.
Yeah. True.
Hey, Laura, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
How are you afraid of money?
Why am I?
How are you?
How am I?
Yeah. That's a question you have to ask yourself. And here's something you want to do with your business.
Okay.
Write down everything you know about your business, everything you think you know about business, everything you think you'll know about business. Then when you get them all on a, then when you get them all on a piece of paper, write down how is this my thing. Then write down how is this my biggest limitation.
Okay.
Everything you think you know about your business is limiting you.
Okay, that makes sense.
And everything, and if you take the word want out of your life and use the word desire, it puts a passion in it. Want is connected, want need is connected to poverty consciousness and our poverty DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And how was your parents about money?
Not good. Not
okay,
good.
See, that's in your DNA and in your subliminal. And here's how you want to, money is my friend that flows to me from all sources in the universe today and every day in a picture perfect way.
Okay, I like that.
Well, but see, money isn't your enemy. Your innovation and your thoughts are your are the ones holding you back. Money has nothing to do with life. Money is an energy for wisdom and innovation.
Let me just say what my little mantra is. I allow financial abundance to flow into my experience.
Okay.
So play with words till you find what gets you really excited, you personally. Wow, these words sound really good. I want to wake up and do this every day.
Can I ask, Laura, I didn't mean to interrupt Cynthia finish, and then I'm going to ask Cynthia.
And I was just going to say,
Laura, what's the name of your business?
Bloom Couture.
What is it? I didn't hear that.
Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, like something new is blooming, couture, handmade.
Okay. See, now here's, do you want to own a business or do you want to facilitate a product that people love to buy and pay you luxuriously every day? See, if you take the word business out of your life, the word busy, business means busy person, means nothing else. But when you're a facilitator of a product that people love to buy, see how freeing that is on the inside?
Right. And that is my desire. I love doing it. It doesn't feel like a business or a job. So I think that's a good start.
And I'll give you one more and then I'll let Cynthia and you finish. I'm an enterprising energy. I'm an enterprising energy, unleashing my spiritual sapience, expanding my innovation, energizing my enterprising entrepreneur to live my desired life, to receive money from all sources because I put my will into the universe, and will means wisdom, innovation, love, and laughter, and the universe supplies me with unlimited abundance.
Okay.
And now I'll turn you back over to Cynthia, but you really want to figure out how your parents were with money, and that's where you are with money.
I love that laugh.
Oh, yes. I totally agree with you.
And that's why we call the show Cowboy Wisdom.
Thank you, Rob.
Laura. Laura. Yeah, but that's why me and Cynthia do a good show because it's wisdom on both ends. And if you're listening, did you hear the energy in Cynthia's voice?
Oh, I love it.
And the energy you have to put forth. And now I'll share one thing with everybody. This one you might want to get the straitjacket out for, but this is something that really works, and you're going to feel the hairs on the side of your head. When you're asking for what you desire, it looks straight and say, God, I thank you, and Mrs. Universe, Enterprising Energies, I thank you for the abundance and so my shoes facilitating through the universe. Now, when you look straight up, your eyes focus, but when you're looking up, you're saying it on a vertical timeline, and it's going into the ethers of the universe.
So look up?
Look straight up and say that, and see, pay attention to the hairs on the side of your head. They're going to stand up the first time.
Cool.
Don't
I'm going to
do
try
it.
What's that? Don't do it.
I did it right in front of a whole bunch of people. They looked at me funny, and I looked at them funny, so it was even.
Good for you.
But
great. I will try that. Thank you.
And Cynthia also said something. And when you're buying into the negativity of your place,
yeah,
you're buying into negativity in you. The negativity you see you're living in, that negativity is inside.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and
it's very easy to get sucked into it.
Until now.
When I have to get a post-it note and write until now. And
please do.
I'm going to.
Most of my clients leave the office with a little mark on their left hand between their first finger and their thumb, and we decide whether it's a heart or a star or a smiley face, but it reminds them to say until now.
That's a great idea. I'll have to. Thank you.
And you know, when you're feeling that negativity?
Yeah.
How is this an old pattern that I've lived in? How do I choose to expand out of, through, and beyond this pattern into wealth and success? And here's something, when you're in business, this is something that really, really you have to repeat, like a repeating, like a played over. I trust God and Mrs. Universe today and every day now.
Mm-hmm.
God and Mrs. Universe, the enterprising energy of the world, will supply me now with everything I desire.
Okay.
It's always,
is
and
that
you gotta
true?
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, is that it's true?
It is. I do believe that it is.
It is totally.
It is.
And here's the thing about it. It isn't that I'm telling me. I've had to do this. I've done this for 3 years solid. And there's been some really upset apple carts in there, but it was always comes back. I trust God and the universe to supply me with everything I desire now. And you repeat that. No matter if you're standing there and the whole building's falling on you, you just really repeat it with the emphasis just like that until the subliminal understands it, because we're taught poverty and we have a poverty-conscious DNA. It's what you really want to open out to is you want to code the DNA with a plush prosperity consciousness.
Okay.
Can you repeat that? I trust God and the universe.
I trust God and the universe.
Every day, today and every day, for my lavish supply of everything I desire. Now.
Today and every day to supply me with the lavish.
Lavish abundance I desire now.
I'm going to write this down.
And the reason you want to put now in, and you don't want to ask for it,
uh-huh.
I learned this. Ask for it, it puts it out. You want to say, thank you now for this, because you want it in the now, and you want to start seeing it in your everyday life, because no matter how you dodge life, you're going to live your everyday life. And as soon as you ask for it and you start opening your eyes to see the golden opportunity in your life, it starts happening in the second.
Okay.
And I'll explain one more thing to you, and then I'll turn you back off. See, we don't have a past or a memory. The past is in the present because you're thinking about it, and the memory is an ingrained pattern in the subliminal landscape that's activated through your daily. And however your parents reacted or you reacted, that activation system opens up immediately. Positive or negative, it all mends on your feelings and emotions. And when you align your feelings, emotions, visions, and thoughts onto one thing, you're aligned, balanced, and grounded on that. That's what aligned, balanced, and grounded. It ain't just being feeling. And it's all aligned on the vertical. And your focus is going forward.
Okay, thank you. Also, do you recommend, I bought a CD. It's a meditation CD, and it talks about abundance and living in the moment. And do you think those are good, or do you think I should stay away from it?
No, them are good. But I'm gonna. I don't really toot my own horn, but Cynthia has books, and I have. I've got a Letting Go CD and a Money Is My Friend CD on Be Wisdom, and I guarantee when you listen to that Letting Go CD, you're gonna let go on the subliminal, the cells, and the bones.
It's
I guarantee you'll let
letting go.
It's Letting Go. It's a DVD and a CD. And then Money Is My Friend. That's the theme of Money Is My Friend. It makes you look at money. And I didn't mean to take this over, but here's the thing. Money, when you look at money and you blame your friends, if you blame your friends or you blame something or you're mad at something for not having enough of it, and if that was a friend, would you go to that house?
No.
See? And
yeah,
look at yourself. If they divided all the money up in the world, there'd be $10 million. Look at yourself as a $10 million bill. Would you enter your life the way you feel about money?
Okay.
And I didn't mean to do that, but it just happened. I'll turn you back over to Cynthia.
Oh, no. Thank you so much.
I'm enjoying listening.
Thank you.
You know, everything you know and everything you've been taught all through your life, Laura,
mm-hmm.
is your biggest limitation in business.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing about all the business you've been taught.
Well,
about.
I don't know. If you were raised in Donald Trump's house, things might be different.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but would it be? But Donald was born with money. See, that's
yeah,
the
that's
thing.
What
Donald
I'm saying.
Always, yeah,
that's
but
what
here's
I'm
the
saying.
Thing about. Yeah, and I agree with that. But what I'm saying is I'm talking about where we're coming from. And see, the innovation, Cynthia's innovation, your innovation is what the world is asking for to move this world forward. It's the people's innovation that's going to move us forward and out of this. It's your shoe business is going to be part of it because it's a unique business. But you have such a unique talent within you that you don't really realize how omnipotent you are. And the reason I use omnipotent, it's all powerful and unconquerable. And when you unleash that omnipotent entrepreneur within you, you open your enterprising energies to expand the world because of your expansion.
Okay. Love that.
And you know, and now I'm going to share the new secret of secrets. You know what fear is?
I always think of fear as the opposite of God, which is love.
Okay,
beautiful.
But here, let me tell you what fear is.
Okay.
Fear is my friend. Expanding astute revelations, opening me out to omnipotent peace, expanding my wisdom, unleashing my entrepreneurial talents to expand the world. Fear is my friend because it's just seeds of wisdom waiting to enter your life into with courage.
I never thought of it that way. That's interesting.
That's what 2,800, that's what 2,000 miles and CDs will do to you. But I thought of that. I was on my way between Salt Lake City and Boise, Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And that comes to me. And once you start saying, fear is my friend, expanding astuteness, all your fears become your friends.
Hmm.
Because everything in your life that's happening right now is nothing more than a seed of wisdom.
Okay.
And everything that's happened in your life, and this took me 55 years to figure out, everything that's ever happened to me is a seed of wisdom to expand my life. But I always looked at it like I did something wrong. When you have
yeah.
a challenge in when you have a challenge in your life, that means you're expanding, you're doing something right, and that's pure love because it's there to teach you to expand.
Yeah, that I agree with completely. That's
basically
true.
What you want to do is just look right into that challenge and look for the light. Just look for the wisdom in it and don't even worry about the rest.
Okay. I like that. That's important
okay,
to remember when you're going through a big challenge.
Yeah, but anyway, that Letting Go CD will get into the subliminal.
Okay.
It put me to sleep, and it got into mine, and I knew who was talking on the CD. But and then money is, my friend, just makes you look at money a different way. Because money is nothing. You pay for your wisdom, so your wisdom will pay you.
That's good. You should make that into a bumper sticker.
Wisdom is wealth, innovation, sapience, determined, omnipotent manifestation that I desire to live inside.
He can go on for weeks this way.
Thank you.
Which I think in itself is very powerful. Because if we don't, like Rob obviously has done, think about what's in our mind and what thoughts we're entertaining and find a way to turn them around to support us like he's done, then we're always going to have the same thoughts and then the same results. So I like all the little anagrams that he's come up with for words that scare us to make them our friends and help us expand.
Yeah.
And I thank you for your patience with both of us tonight.
Oh, no, I should be thanking you. I really learned a lot, and I really appreciate it.
Before we go, Cynthia, give Laura your number, your address, everything, so everybody will have it, and if she chooses to get in touch with you, she can. And then CDs are on b-wisdom.com. They're for download. You can download them instantly.
I'm sorry, where are they on?
www.b-wisdom.com.
Hyphen wisdom? Okay.
.com.
Thank you.
And now, Cynthia, you make sure we give Laura and everybody all of your information so people can get a hold of you.
I think the best way to get hold of me would be through the website, which is cynthiasegal.com. And Segal is S-E-G-A-L. And the phone number is listed there and my email. And I think that's the best way to get me, cynthiasegal.com. I've actually petitioned the people who come up with the dot names to create one that's called C-A-L-M, com, so that it could be cynthiasegal.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Have a great evening.
And you too, Annie.
Thank you. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you. And the call-in number, we got callers lined up. We got two in line. But, Cynthia, here's something that I noticed with you, and I want to make sure everybody notices the omnipotence of this, because it was how calm you talked to her and how it was a calming, but yet your voice had a strength to it, a calming strength that gave her confidence. I paid really close attention. So when somebody chooses to work with Cynthia or use Cynthia's wisdom to expand their life, you see the strength and the calmness and the wisdom that she puts forth. So that's something I pay close attention to. And you're one of the few that has the strength in the voice and the calmness to expand people. I really want to congratulate you on that and acknowledge you for that.
Thank you. It's more about me getting out of the way and allowing the guidance to flow through, which is one of my favorite things to teach in a session. There's a lot of people that go to psychics and intuitives for advice, and they have a great hour, and you learn stuff about yourself or you learn stuff about your future. But one of my passions is to teach people how to do it for themselves, so that in a moment of need, you don't have to worry about getting hold of someone. You could actually get your own answer. We all have this amazing skill set. Every psychic that's out there, every psychic skill that you've ever heard about or read about or dreamt about is available to you. That is our birthright. We were all born with these skills. Some of us have tapped into how to use it. Others of us, you can tap into them and have them use it for you. And still others are teaching you, empowering you how to do it. Because from a very selfish point of view, it's going to be a lot more fun for me to play on the planet with a whole bunch more people trusting their intuition and coming from a place of love with a power and a force because they know it's a true connection. What a great place this would be to play. Not that it's not now, but there's room for improvement.
You use probably the most powerful word that people don't understand in there. Trust your intuition. Trust your own abilities. Listen to your core self. 99.9 million times out of 10 million, you'll be right. You'll find the right path, I should say.
That's true. It's true. And how many times have you heard people say, oh, I knew I should have done it that way instead. I felt it in my gut. And for some reason, we don't have the confidence until now to follow that gut feeling. Go for it. And the whole thing about following that intuition, your gut feeling, is that sometimes the crowd may be going the other way. But I'd rather be sitting on the beach myself, enjoying the sunshine and the ocean. There are times where it's nice just for me to be with the universe. And there are times that it's nice to play in the crowd and follow their direction. If that's what my heart wants to do, if that's what my guidance tells me is best.
And I agree with that, but right now when the crowd's going left, I'm going right.
Well, there's less of a lineup, that's for sure.
We'll get to 305-467 here in just a minute. You and I was talking earlier today about innovation, and how is your wisdom and what you do open people's innovation to see that invention, song, book, whatever that whatever is in them? How will your intuition and your intuitive innovation open them out?
That's one of the parts that I love about doing a session, is that I tap into that field, honestly, where all the snowflake patterns are. There are so many ideas available for us. I can get them for you, or I can teach you how to find them yourself. Just take that chance. Let's just try it. We're safe where we are. We know how everything is working. And how would we benefit? How would we expand? And how would everyone around us benefit if we were to take on a new idea? So when I do a session, what we do, and it's question-driven, so you'll come to the session with your question, and we'll go into that field of snowflake patterns and see if we can't get a few just for you.
A few just for you. What a run. You ready for another call, Cynthia?
I am.
Okay. Hello, 305-467, are you, it's still saying muted here. Are you on the
Hi.
Air?
Hi.
Oh, I think, hi. Okay, computer's playing games here. Hi, 305, can you hear me? Who's calling, where are you calling from? Oh, the computer don't want to play now. Oh, I did. Okay. 305-467, are you on the air? That thing just doesn't want to play.
Don't you hate when that happens?
305-467, are you on the air? Who's calling and where are you calling from? Me and the computer.
Can you
want
hear
to
me
off.
Now?
Yes.
I can hear you now. What are you calling from?
Hi, I am calling from San Francisco. My name is Erica, and I love you, Cynthia, and I love your laugh, and I want to thank the cowboy for having you on the show. But my question is, having a hard time finishing what I start and maintaining my motivation. I have a lot of ideas, but it seems like the moment that I can put them into action, I back off, and
okay.
I was wondering if you had any tools, any tips, anything that I can work on, because I'm really good at planning everything and getting up until that point, And then for some reason I freak out and something blocks me from finishing and seeing it through and actually seeing where it could take me.
So on a very physical level, you might want to apply Rob's idea of writing down everything you know about business to figure out how that's limiting you. On an energetic level, there's a huge fear of success. What if I do it? What if one of these ideas really is great? Or what if two or three of them really catch on? Oh, my God, then what would I do? What if I became rich and famous? How do I handle that? I mean, how many bodyguards does Beyonce have? So here's what I suggest for you, my love. Tell yourself, I have a fear of success, and I love that I have that fear of success.
Okay.
So what you embrace empowers you. And you can even say things like, I don't understand why I'm blocked, and I love myself anyway. So when you make what is true in your life, when you make it okay, when you make it right, it's not such a big problem. And really, the only hurdle you have is that you have this big unknown called success that you've locked fear with. So you may want to entertain yourself by writing down, if I was hugely successful, this is what my day would look like. And kind of like get used to the idea.
Yeah, it is.
Because that's all it is. It's just a little old fear of success brought to you by your loving people that have raised you and the society that you're in and all the school teachers that really, really wanted to tell you fly away, but they couldn't because their boss was breathing down their throat. And so,
loud and clear. I got it.
Thank you. And give yourself permission to fly. So, okay. Have you ever watched, let me tell a little story here. It's so enchanting. I had the good fortune one day to hear a bunch of squawking outside my front window. And when I looked out, I saw two birds and a baby bird up in a tree. And it was obviously the father, the mother, and the baby. And it was time to teach the baby to fly. So the father was doing most of the squawking. And after he finishes a round of squawking, he floats gently down to this little picnic table that I had just under the tree. And then the mother takes up the same squawking, and she floats gently down to the table. And now they're both on the table squawking at the baby up in the nest. And the baby up in the nest is so cute, it's like, you've got to be kidding. And finally, he steps out of the nest, and because he really had no choice but to drop straight down onto the table, his wings came out for the first time, and he flew a little bit. And you could almost see the expression of glee on his face. He was so excited. And then the parents instantly took up all their squawking again. They were just squawking and so proud. And then a silence falls on them for a minute, and the father squawks again, and he flies up to the tree. And the mother on the table with her son squawks and squawks, and she flies up to the tree. And now they're both in the nest, and they're squawking down at the bird. And the little baby bird goes to the end of the table and looks over and looks up like, no way. And he's so cute. He takes a few steps back and does a little run, and he made it to the lower branch where his mother and father met him.
Nice.
So, we are not alone. We all have wings. And all we have to do is take that first step, and every power in the universe will come to your support and cheer you on. I promise.
Wow. Thank you so much. Your voice alone. Oh, it's amazing. Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, Erica.
I'm listening.
Somewhere in your past, did you do something, thought you did it 100% perfect, and somebody made fun of it?
I did.
Possibly. I mean, I can't think of any one scenario right now, but I'm sure.
Somewhere in your childhood, something like, I ain't seeing that happen verbatim, but somewhere in your childhood, and there's a hidden fear about going forward, about what somebody else is going to say has you limiting somewhere. And it's way back between the womb and about 5 or 6 years old, somewhere in there. And that's a silent little hidden thing that might be holding you back from going forward because you're afraid of what somebody else is going to say or somebody might laugh, which is just a human guilt trip we lay on ourselves. And here's a question. Here's the question I asked. This is a question, a deal I made with myself back in 2000. I told myself every hidden bondage, fear, everything that was negative, anything holding me back was going to come out. I was getting rid of it. I was going to figure it. I was getting ready to put all of this good in, and I didn't care what it was. And you can make a deal like that and find out what happened.
Yeah, because I always did excel in school and in other activities. So that's why I don't understand why I'm afraid to take that leap forward.
That's why you need...
It doesn't really make sense.
And Cynthia touched on the biggest thing in the world. Cynthia hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
You know what the biggest fears are in the world? There's two fears, and one ain't, and it's not public speaking, and it's nothing else. Fear of wealth and success, and fear and trust in our own abilities to be successful and wealthy. Remember, the two biggest fears everybody encompasses. And that's a personal story. That's true. I'm not making that one up. That's fine. I got to own that one. But it's about that. And the wealth where you want to uncover it and discover it is in your heart area. When it opens up, the wealth opens up.
I will just share that one of the gifts that comes out of a session is, you know how they say we're all like onions and you just peel away the layers? One of the gifts that comes out of session is that the core of that onion gets plucked out of you so that the leaves, which are all the years of stories that have been put on top of it, can't come back. They just can't. So it's like, I want to say, it's like your training wheels are taken off and you realize that what you really have is a rocket ship, not a little bicycle. And that's the only part so far that I haven't been able to teach other people. I do a lot of mentoring with energy workers and healers and intuitives, and that's the only piece that I can't teach them is how to find that little core. And I don't do it myself. It's clear that it's coming through me from somewhere else. Like I like to call it the snowflake pattern place. And that's such an exciting thing when that happens. Such a great release.
Yeah. And I feel that I have reached a point. I know who I am. I know the things that I want to do, but it's that one thing that I still feel like I need to overcome. So, and I have been trying to find ways and methods, and I just couldn't come up with anything that was effective up until now. So I'm very
thank you.
Very, very grateful.
There's a great quote that I've put on the homepage of my website, which again is CynthiaSiegel.com, and it says intuition tells the thinking mind where to look next. So I remember one time I was out on a date. And the gentleman I was with says to me, oh, so you're a psychic, so are you reading my mind? And I thought, well, number one, you're a guy, so I don't have to be a psychic to read your mind. And number two, and here's the truth of it, if the answer was in your mind, you wouldn't need an intuitive to consult to find what the true answer is. It's not in the thinking mind. That's why we keep running up to this same block, because we've tried all the tricks and all the tips and all the tools. It's not in our mind. And that's what I love about my job.
Oh, wow. You know, I feel so light right now.
Oh, excellent. Thank you for noticing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Erica, yeah. I'm going to give you a real hint to life.
Okay.
Take the word no out of your life. Take the word Take the word think and no totally out of your life.
Got it.
You want to understand who you are to this point. And then I unleash my enterprising energies to expand into my desires. You want to take the word think and use an enterprising energies because it comes from inside, and everything is an enterprising energy. It's like we're an enterprising energy experiencing spiritual sapience to live our desired life. But think and know lock you into a paradox. And when you use them, pay attention to your eyes. Your eyes are going to lock down and close. So when you understand it and unleash an enterprising energy, you're going to be able to expand. And something else, when you feel yourself going through this procrastination, sit down and start writing everything that comes to your mind. Spend about an hour. Just don't, every little word, in about an hour, you're going to find out where that's at. Because it's a subliminal and a DNA. Everything subliminally, DNA. Everything.
Right.
And, I mean, dealing in the conscious mind is a waste of time.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
and you're talking about the most hard-headed person. There's two keys to wealth and success. You know what they are? Stubbornness and hard-headedness. You got to be too stubborn to quit and too hard-headed to know when you're beat. Then you just keep going. Two qualities to success.
I love this cowboy wisdom.
Seriously. Well, I think that you might still have someone on the line waiting for fabulous advice. So I just want to thank you both for your time and for the great energy you're putting forward. So from the bottom of my heart to my connection with you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Erica.
And we're down to 2 minutes to go here, and this has been another. These are the fastest hours of my life. But anyway, CynthiaSiegel.com is how you get a hold of Cynthia. And see, Cynthia is very calming, and she gets things, people to see things where a lot of people will never do because she deals from her heart. And if you're listening and paying attention, the more you can hear it and you can feel the emotions, and it's in her heart. She ain't doing this for anything but to see you expand. So if you choose to engage in Cynthia's services, her wisdom will make you money. And that's a fact. Anyway, Cynthia, we're down to 1 minute. We're down to 90 seconds. Give them some wisdom and something that you feel that will really expand their lives and energize their utopian.
Take a nice deep breath and believe in yourself. You don't need anyone else to believe in you because you're best at it. You are your best cheerleader. You know all the great stuff to say and you know all the stuff to stop yourself. So it's up to you. Choose your direction, believe in yourself, and love yourself as much as I love you. I love you.
And love is just luxuriousness, obtaining vibration, expansion, living in harmony today. and you know, it's just as easy to live in luxury as it is in poverty. And how is poverty prosperity? That's a question I ain't figured out yet. But it opens the mind. Cynthia and all the guests and all the callers, I really want to thank you all. This is been really a heartfelt thing. It's CynthiaSiegel.com. Cynthia, thank you, and all the callers, thank you, and thank you very much, Cynthia, again.
I love you, Rob. Good night.
Love everybody. Love you, too, and we'll talk to you again, Cynthia. Thank you very much. And good night.
Good night.